JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Gotta eat the breakfast. We eat breakfast. Then lunch.
So yesterday, it became, well, 2 days before that, it was about lounging around in your jeans.
That was our controversy of the day.
I don't think it's a, well, controversy in terms of you guys don't just lay around with shoe socks off in your jeans and no shirt.
No, that's weird. That's you put on sweatpants.
Yeah, exactly.
And usually like one leg hanging off the couch and my arm hanging off the couch. And the other. Hopefully my head is turned towards the TV, because if it's not, I'm screwed for the next 2 hours.
Because you can't move.
I'm just like,
Which is what I'm sure a lot of guys are going to be doing today, because the Masters starts today.
Yeah,
so a lot
of
laying on the couch watching golf.
Ooh, I forgot.
Not in your jeans, though. Put on shorts or sweatpants like a person.
I forgot one critical part of that, too.
What?
At some point, my dog is going to come lay up and put his head on my butt. That's the other part.
Because it's a giant pillow?
Apparently.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He likes
that. That's the other part of it.
So that was 2 days ago, the controversy. Yesterday's controversy was how often you wash your jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Because there seems to be two camps of people. There's the everyday washers. And there's the
we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It'll happen when the time will be right.
Which all of us seem to fall into.
Once the jeans are barking loud enough, I know it's time to go.
The two big things that everybody talked to me at the Bourbon Theater last night for Casey Donahue was the jeans conversation and Husker Bay, which we'll get to in a little bit.
Oh, I feel
so the jeans controversy.
Guy.
And then I don't even know how we got talking about it, but you're at a hotel. They have the free breakfast, of course, in the lobby.
Hotel.
The conversation was, is it okay to go downstairs and eat breakfast in your PJs?
No.
And both Husker Nick and
I are
fine with
that. Okay, so here's the thing. You're upstairs. Breakfast is downstairs. Yeah, and there's continental breakfast or whatever.
You're up in your room. You wake up at 7, 8, 9, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You roll out of bed, and then it's time to go get breakfast. What do you do?
You put on clothes.
Right. Like
at least,
your PJs you got on.
I
had a sweat or something.
No. I'm not saying you have to shower and everything.
No, definitely not. No.
There are some pictures.
I don't even comb my hair.
That people have people walking downstairs in full on, like they're, you know, like
jammies.
PJs. Like tight matching.
Yeah, yeah. Like my flannel.
Slipper socks.
My flannel jammies.
On shoes though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Sandals.
Flip flops
or sandals. Yeah.
Does it make a difference whether or not you have to pay for the breakfast?
No. Is it in a hotel or a motel?
Yes.
Then no.
No. Because you're going to eat the breakfast either way. Yeah, you might as well be comfortable.
So even like if other people could come in and buy breakfast there, you would still come in your PJs?
Yeah. They decide that they're going to go to the local motel and buy breakfast.
Well, no, but like there's a couple places downtown, the hotels, that you can walk in and buy their breakfast buffet or whatever.
Oh, like the Miller Brewing Pub place or whatever, the hotel.
At the Cornhusker?
I would totally roll in there in a pair of sweats and a t-shirt.
You would go there? I was thinking you were going to say that was a different thing.
I was going to say, because now that we're really drilling down on this.
Right.
The photo that you showed me earlier of the lady, that's in just like not a swanky place. If I were at a like 5-star where the rooms are $300-some, then yes, I would get dressed to go downstairs. But that's because I'm in a ritzy, there's probably multiple millionaires in town living in there.
No, but even like the ones in the rail yard, like where did Paul Dye stay? I think it was the Courtyard Marriott.
What's the place up here on 27th? The one up on 27th that you can get a room here on 27th.
Sleep Inn or whatever, I think.
Yeah, if I'm at the Sleep Inn, okay? If I'm at the Sleep Inn and I wake up that morning, or I'm out in Kearney doing a baseball tournament, like one of those kind of places, I'm just wearing my pajamas downstairs to go get food. They're lucky I have pants on.
Sweats are fine, but not like just straight pajamas.
If it's in the summer, it'll probably be my flannel pajama pants and some sort of tank top,
like
bro tank.
You don't wear a bro tank in a restaurant anyway.
It's not a restaurant.
It's not a restaurant.
It's not a restaurant.
If you said if other people can walk in and also buy the breakfast,
it's still not a restaurant.
That's
a
restaurant.
No, man. And plus, all those hotels tell you that this is just like home.
Yeah, exactly. You're
going to
come down from your bedroom and you're going to get breakfast. What are you going to wear when you're getting breakfast while you come from your bedroom?
Oh, yeah.
No, you put on some clothes.
So you do makeup and get all...
No, but I would put on regular clothes.
And then you'd have to go back up and shower and get all ready
and put on
other clothes.
Take off regular clothes and shower?
Oh, these are so many steps.
No, see, you're right. Like, you just made my point. We should ask the people.
Okay.
5 calls. Says it all on Kix 96.9, 466-9696.
You're at a hotel, the kind that has free breakfast in the lobby. Is it okay to go downstairs and eat?
Nah, you said if you pay for it, it's the same thing.
Like, I'm at the Red Roof Inn. Well, any of these hotels.
Breakfast in the lobby.
Like, every one of these places. Like,
breakfast
a Red Roof
in the
Inn.
Lobby.
You
can
show up to the Red Roof Inn and buy breakfast if you want. I'm also not getting dressed up to go to breakfast at the Red Roof Inn.
I'm not saying dressed up. I'm just saying clothes, not your PJs.
Pajamas.
466-9696. What say you? you. Free breakfast at the hotel lobby. Are you going to go in your PJs? Is that okay? Yes or no? You're in a hotel.
Are you undercover? What is this?
No, this is the People's Court.
Yeah.
Oh,
People's Court.
Okay.
All right, come on now.
Ooh. Kind of hotel that's got the free breakfast in the lobby.
Got free breakfast.
Hopefully
the waffle maker.
Thank you.
That you can
that
flip
waffle maker is
the
best.
You put the stuff and you flip it, and then you're like, waffles.
God. So like Embassy Suites would fall in this.
Yeah, any of these.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Quarter Score Hotel would fall on there.
I have
the Holiday Inn.
Back when Jess and I lived in Omaha, we would come take weekends to come down and we'd stay at the Embassy downtown. Oh yeah, breakfast, totally PJs. Yep, yep.
No, you put on clothes. You throw on some clothes. You don't have to, as you keep saying, get dressed up.
Anytime you go to a hotel that has free food in the downstairs and you put on anything other than your PJs, that is dressing up, my lady.
No, it's a restaurant.
Oh yeah, no, it's not a restaurant.
So is it okay to go down and eat in your PJs or go to said hotel / restaurant and eat in your pajamas? Yeah. I would totally do that.
Yeah.
This would be comfortable.
Nah, I put on clothes.
466-9696.
I have clothes on in this situation.
Exactly.
Trust me, way more than I typically would like. All right.
For breakfast time.
Yeah.
What say you?
I say you can wear the flannel pants and stuff, but I did get shamed once when I was in Hawaii.
Really? What happened?
I was wearing the flannel pants. And me and my son were wandering around the hotel a little bit, and some elderly lady looked at me and she goes, oh, that's what's wrong with the world today or something.
Like, your flannel pants are what's wrong with the world?
My.
Because you don't dress up to go.
That's what's wrong with the world right now. That's funny.
I mean, at least it's an easy fix. You could change your pants, and the world is done. It worked better.
She is so much better than me, because
why?
I've had something similar like that happen, and I just looked at the lady. She was super old, like in her 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yeah, old people shouldn't drive.
What?
Oh, yeah. So I'm a smartass. She's obviously not.
No.
Like, that's because I had to get her back. I'm like, this isn't what's wrong with the world today. You shouldn't be driving.
Wow.
Like, take it. Ha.
That seems unnecessary.
No, it was great.
Hotel breakfast in your PJs. What do you think?
It's fine. I've been to a lot of hotels and worn potato pants down to the breakfast thing. Just throwing shirt on. And flip flops.
And go.
Went down and had breakfast.
Yep.
You know what? I got this. I used to be a breakfast hostess at the Hampton Inn.
Okay.
The interstate.
Perfect. Yeah. An expert on the phone with us.
Wide variety of people, but for the most part, except for the guys that came down with no shirts on, most people, the pajama pants, or they have like jeans or shorts on. I mean, nothing really ridiculous, like boxers.
Right. No, they're not coming down in their underpants. I mean, they're wearing some sort of clothing, mostly.
Yeah.
It's just sweatpants
pajama pants. Yeah.
We had the two guys, though, and both of them were a couple of beefcakes. And some older ladies said, could you please ask them to leave? They're distracting.
Yeah, you have to put a shirt on. You can't go into a place where people are eating without a shirt.
It might have been Rival Dad, because he just texted me that he likes to go down there in just pants and no shirt and then go straight to the pool.
That's just disrespectful.
He just texted me.
That's funny.
That's something we'd do.
Hey, what's your name?
Jolene.
Jolene, thanks so much for being our expert on the air.
Oh, hi, Jolene. She's my friend's mom.
Nice.
Thanks for the shout
out. So what do you think, Lauren? It was 100% people were on board.
Yeah.
With
I'm still going to put regular clothes
on. Well, you
on.
Can do whatever you want. This is Merca.
You should try it one time.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
What?
Yeah, try it. Go
nah,
stay
one
next time you and Paul have a one-night extravaganza downtown. You should then go
downstairs. Oh, I guarantee there's no chance Paul goes down in his
yeah, he puts on shoes to walk around the house.
Yes, he does.
He's not going
does
down
he?
To eat breakfast in his PJs.
What a fuddy-duddy.
There's a very small chance he would even go down without showering.
What a fuddy-duddy.
He does not start his day without showering.
Paul?
Ever. No.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He's weird.
We got to get him out to Country Stampede.
Yeah, we do. Oh,
see what
man.
Happens
Paul
there.
At Stampede.
Oh, I feel like he would hate it.
What if he comes back with like a beard and a cowboy hat? That'd be awesome.
Would it, though?
Oh, yeah.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Entertaining every morning.
Play the best
music
to wake you up.
Kix 96.9 in the morning.